B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to Rap Party Podcast.
Rap Party Podcast.
And today's podcast is entitled...
Brought to you by... Nope, go ahead.
Window Nation.
Let's do like a big brand, like Zillow, find your home today.
Well, that goes against your real estate business.
Oh, well.
Anyway, let's get into a Rap Party Podcast today and talk about something that came up on the show briefly in the morning and then kind of went away. And that is, and we also talk about how you argue in your head with yourself. But, Loren, you brought up a funny point this morning. You said that Dallas parked behind you.
Yeah.
And then you had a leave to come to work, but his keys are here. And it was a nightmare situation for him.
Yeah.
Has he said anything to you?
No. I thought for sure he would say something. But when I left, I texted him and I said, I'm taking your car. And that was it. And then when I got here, I realized that he was going to Virginia today to see his mom. Oh, speak of the devil.
And there he is now.
His ears must be ringing.
Hold on. Vehicle back.
Hello.
I think you have both Explorer keys.
Oh, good. I don't think so. Check in my diaper bag upstairs.
We're going to have to get a key regiment going on here.
Also a parking regiment.
Loren referenced the fact that she didn't want to do Tetris with the cars.
Yeah.
Now, my neighbor, every night, backs his car in, but he backs it in front of his garage. So if his wife wants to get out, he has to move his car. Like if she wants to get out that night, he leaves first in the morning. But I'm like, dude, why don't you just park your car to the side of your garage so she can get out? And I'm like, it looks like you're trapping her in there. And he laughed. He goes, you know what? I never thought of that. And I'm like, really? You never thought of that? But like, she never goes anywhere after like 7.
Mm-hmm.
So he's never like thought of it, you know, and he's like, if we go as a family, we'll just take my SUV.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's okay.
Yeah. Well, we're going through, normally I would just take any of the cars that were available to leave, but Elena's only allowed to drive one vehicle now, so
yeah.
I couldn't take the Jeep.
Okay.
Because that's like her thing.
Yeah. And there's a whole bunch going on in Loren's life that we haven't even touched on with like Elena that I would like to talk about one day and... With Cash having new teachers mm-hmm. and new stuff, so we'll tap into that. But I did want to bring up something that I didn't bring up on the air today, and we just ran out of time. We have someone who works in our digital department here, and she's a blogger, and she's awesome, and I like following her on Instagram. Alexis, her name is, and I want to see what her. I'll give a plug to her Instagram. Let's see. What's her Instagram?
Lex Page.
Okay, yeah. So go like official Lex Page. She's a fellow Jersey girl. And she does like blogging and stuff. And she writes for kiss951.com. And she's like in charge of our website. And she's so sweet. She pretty much likes every post I put up.
Right.
And she'll like comment and stuff.
Oh, I don't think she likes my stuff.
Well, they're not, like I like her posts and like I comment back.
Okay.
You know? We have a really good...
Digital
Instagram
thing
going back and forth.
Okay, what's your point in all this?
She posts yesterday a picture of her in her underwear. This is a coworker.
Okay.
And she's, because she's a blogger, she says, pick your panties. Like you pick your attitude. The panty company is fun and fantastic. It's a way to restock your panty collection and try out some new styles.
I hate that word.
I know,
too.
Panties.
It's not a good word.
I do,
it's
not too.
Pretty.
She says, use this code for a subscription to a panty box subscription, Loren. Just like a clothing box that you can get,
mm-hmm.
the panty box subscription. She said, the offer goes away October 31st, and now she's got three different pictures of herself in the underwear. Now, normally I support Alexa, and I try and like as much as I can, but I felt awkward liking this post.
I could see that. Did you like it?
No. But I want to give her the support.
I wouldn't have liked it. That's very strange.
Nicole, did you like it?
No, I did not like it.
So we all agreed that we thought it was weird because she's a coworker.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't like...
I did, yeah.
Well, what if Loren put up something about underwear? I know you would want my support with likes.
I wouldn't expect you to like that, though.
But it's about likes and getting liked and getting, you know, landing on people's algorithms and Insta.
Yeah, but, I mean, unless you wear... women's panties, That post wasn't for you. It wasn't geared toward you.
But I'm trying to help you get more likes.
You're to know
it's
you're
just
in,
one
I,
more
I,
like.
I think that's super flattering to yourself that you think your one like is going to boost Alexis's algorithm up. But I got news for you, bud. It ain't.
Well, I mean, but, you know, I'm not saying my like. I'm just saying one more like. Everybody wants like, so why wouldn't you click a like? Well, you don't click a like because your coworker is doing an underwear post.
That's a good reason not to click a like.
Okay, so none of us are going to click like on that. Now, I did like...
No, she doesn't even show up in my timeline.
I liked her earrings.
She's not even in
She put a post up on earrings. Should we call her and ask her if
know.
It would be
I
creepy?
I kind of feel like you're stalking her a little bit. You know way too much about her.
I like the bathing suit picture of her on vacation. Well, dude, I only follow, 200 people, so my timeline
is the same.
Is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Well, I do follow a bunch of listeners back as much as I can. In fact, Sterling always questions. He's like, "Who's this? Who's this?" I'm like, "I don't know." He's like, "You follow them?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just follow people."
Right. Yeah, sometimes I follow people just to see more about them, and then once they accept my friendship...
That's not true.
I unfollow them.
You just lied.
Why? About
you
what?
You want to tell the truth? Or do you want me to?
Wow!
I thought that was pretty honest.
No, you weren't.
That's not honest at all.
It's not honest at all. You only follow back people who are pretty and cute, and especially if they're flirting with you.
Well, that is...
Does Alexis flirt with you?
No! Alexis is a coworker.
We're on the rap party, buddy. Our significant others don't listen.
Well, no, that is true. I do follow back women that I find attractive.
Tomorrow.
But
you do that too.
I'll follow them back. I follow everybody back on MRL. We should follow anyone who follows us, quite honestly. Now, my followers, I follow almost 500, so I'm short. I follow 457. And chances are, 420 are probably people that I find attractive. Yes, there is something. There's some truth
yes,
to that.
Of course there is.
What coworkers do you guys follow? You follow Cameron?
Yeah.
Do you like her stuff? Cameron always posts pictures.
When I see it.
I found a nugget out the other day about Loren that she doesn't know that I know.
I'm sure I already know
Sweet,
what it is.
Sweet, I just took a beating. Why don't you give Loren a beating?
No, that's fine.
I did just give you a spanking. I'm sorry.
I'm sure I know what you're about to say, but go ahead.
She has the radio station blocked.
From my private account. Not
All
from my
F-words
KISS account.
One?
Yes.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know. I just noticed it.
Because I feel like there were some people on the sales staff that were throwing me under the bus about 6 months ago, and it's none of their business what I do in my personal life.
Fine. Okay.
How would they know?
They don't have access to the
How would they know?
Instagram. But I guess maybe somebody in sales would, or maybe somebody. Oh, maybe somebody who, like Alexis.
I don't know.
Who runs our account, who we were just talking about. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
I think there's something to that. I think I have the station blocked with my stories. I don't think the radio station is allowed to see my stories.
Hmm. Oh, see, you guys.
We're all spoot, like.
You always
sneaky.
Block
no,
so much.
No, the problem is that.
No, it's because we work for a company that always is in our personal business.
But people in this building, we've said it before, love to throw other people under the bus.
We do. This is a very childish building.
Right. Not that we're doing anything wrong. And I don't have any personal issues with anybody in this building either. I just.
This is a bitching podcast today, everybody.
You
never know what MRL group you're going to get.
Right.
When we hit the mic on.
I just don't like being thrown under the bus for stupid things that. Really has nothing to do
with... Well, everybody goes by the book here.
Right.
That is for sure. Everybody here
is a filthy
robot.
Following.
It's a robot. And we do a lot just to move things forward without going by the book so that we can get stuff done and be creative. And it's like if we blew the whistle every time somebody tried to fuck us over...
We'd never get anything
done.
But we wouldn't be in trouble either. They wouldn't get in trouble. We'd be in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
So no, listen...
Cameron, our midday bae, posts a picture of her at the beach in a bikini. I liked it because she's having fun. She's out at the beach, but it's her in a bikini. Is that weird for me to like that?
No. No. I think bikini is not as weird as panties.
It depends on why you like the picture. Did you like the picture because she was on vacation, or did you like the picture because she was in a bikini?
I got to be honest. I support whoever. Like, I will like what, like, if if you work at the radio station and you're trying to move your brand and stuff, like, I'll like your stuff just to hopefully give you more
likes. I will say you do like a lot of things. Like, I saw some photo and I wouldn't have expected you to like it, and you liked it. You do like to support people.
I do. It's the truth.
That is genuine.
It is genuine. Thank you. It's the truth. I do like to support people, and especially if you're moving your brand here. Like, I like all the effort stuff, but it doesn't always show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I mean,
I don't. You know, I get your stories more than I get your feed.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I watch your stories more than I see your posts.
Do you like all of our friend Meredith Dean stuff from Levine Children's
it's
Hospital?
Too
She's
blue.
Busy, right?
Everything's blue.
Oh, too blue, huh?
Everything's
the
blue
filter.
On her page. I hate that crap. I'm sure she's doing it just to keep her page looking pretty.
Oh,
but
see, I like that. I love when people do that.
I do too.
I hate it.
Do you know
it
that
looks tidy.
Nicole hung out with her?
When?
Yeah, they went to some emo thing.
What did you do with Meredith, our friend, our great friend Meredith, who we love, the Dean's List?
At the Levine Children's Hospital. She runs a radio station.
I went to emo night with her at the music yard.
At the where?
The music yard next to Southbound here on South Boulevard in South End. But it's like,
put your mask on now that I know that you're hanging out with people. I don't know. Put them on.
This is, it was like a drive. It was like a drive-in, drive-in concert, basically, with a DJ. So, like, normally, like, I guess non-COVID times, like, it would have been just, like, a club-type thing. But with COVID times, you had to either, like, get a table or your car, and then you were, like, boxed in. So you had people come to you. You couldn't leave the box.
How does one find out that Meredith Dean is into emo music? Like, how does happen?
Because I posted on my Instagram the video of me knowing all the emo songs from TikTok. And so I guess that stayed in her mind. And so she texted me like Friday night, and I was a little tipsy at home. And she texted me and said, hey, I have an extra ticket to emo night if you're interested. And I drunkenly said yes.
So just so the audience can understand why we're asking about it. Imagine you, maybe at your workplace, maybe there's someone on another shift, but someone that you don't ever see daily. You don't even, you maybe only see him 2 to 3 times a year.
Yeah, you really don't run into this person other than on social media.
It's like the warehouse employees on The Office.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you find out that two of the people that are unlikely hanging out, they go to a thing that you would think best friends do, which is awesome. Meredith Dean's a great time. She had me for EmpowerCon. I met her parents.
Yeah,
we love
like,
her.
I love Meredith.
And her and I talk a lot behind the scenes, because you have to remember, every time she gets new interns, I talk to them. I talk to her interns every semester.
Every time she gets new interns, your one job should be to steal her interns.
By the way, can you bring up something to Meredith that I took notice that I don't want to say I have a problem with, but there was other people that took notice to do it too. She said that her intern batch is the most diverse group, and there wasn't many POCs.
You're going to bring that up?
Well, I'm just saying. Bring it up when you talk about interns.
Anyways,
yeah, Nicole, make sure the next time you go to emo night, you go, hey, by the way.
And also, too,
touting diversity is a gaslighting if it's not really diversity.
Because of Secret Santa.
Oh.
So,
what? Sorry, I missed that.
Like, her and I have been talking recently more because of Secret Santa.
Gotcha.
We're getting stuff ready for that.
Right, our big fundraiser.
What are we doing for that? Fill me in.
Yeah, will you and Meredith fill us in at the next? Do we have to go to the emo event to find out more info?
Yeah, you do.
So, yeah, I just thought that was interesting because she's like, hey, I hung out with Meredith Dean this week. I'm like, what the hell did y'all do? She goes, so that was already kind of odd because it was like somebody that she hasn't mentioned in a long time.
Trust me, it was just as random for me as it was for you guys.
I know. And it was just like a random night. Then we used to do this game here, which won't make sense for you guys, but you can do it at your office today, which is like take two people that have nothing in common and sell it like they hang out all the time.
Right.
You remember when we used to do that? Like, I would come back from the bathroom. I would come back from the bathroom into the studio pre-pandemic, and I'd be like, oh, my God, dude. I just overheard the most hilarious conversation. Apparently, like, Lori, who works in sales and doesn't talk to anybody, and, like, the loudest person from Power 98, like, No Limit Larry, they hang out all the time.
That is funny you think of unlikely friends.
Right.
I do like,
and then put a story behind it, like what they got into.
I do like that when you find out secondhand about like if you find out through the grapevine about the emo night. Like, could you imagine if you looked at my social media and you saw me and Meredith Dean at the circus?
Oh.
You'd be like, what?
Yeah, Universal Circus? That'd be awesome.
Like, what? One, Roy likes the circus. Two, Meredith Dean's there in the ring.
I know, it's true. There's two people here. Leslie, who we love, our office manager, mm-hmm. and Shannon, who lives in Columbia and commutes to Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
They're like besties. Like, they do lunch every day, and I'm like, that is the strangest friendship, and I tell them that.
How about this one? I'll give you another one. And by the way, our audience doesn't know these people, so they don't
care.
But
you get the idea at home.
Brad and Stacy.
Are they close?
Yeah.
Engineer Brad?
Yeah.
And Stacy are close?
Friends, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't Brad invited me to go grill out at his house, and
I
said yes.
I know. I want to do
that. When are you going?
We haven't done a date, but I just agreed to do it.
We're
going to
do a group thing.
Isn't he down in like...
He's in York.
York? Why don't we give him some of the signs?
Yeah, let him do some deliveries.
I want to do stuff with him because he does like whiskey steaks and stuff like that. He does good recipes and he always posts and they look really good.
Okay, so let's recap this podcast. We said a lot of things about people that you have no clue about, but we know everything about. And you probably
Roy wants you to bring up
you.
Diversity amongst the interns.
Well, but do you see what I'm saying to say that you have the most diverse group and there's not a lot of black people?
Maybe there's Jewish, maybe
like,
German.
Sterling, like, as a black person, Sterling had concern. It's called gaslighting.
Maybe this really is her most diverse group, though.
That is now 100% true. She had, like, one person of color on there. And maybe there's other people that don't look like, you
maybe
know,
maybe she means based on pronouns.
When are we getting...
Could be, but could be.
When are we getting our interns back?
Probably not for a while.
We have an ass, though. And
your
it's like
kids
in this
aren't
building.
Even in school. They're still taking online classes.
But you have to think the amount
the
of times
time
that we
interns.
Do interns and they're in our space and coming in here, like, y'all aren't going to want that.
Yeah.
We can't control what they do.
They don't have to come in here.
Then I don't want them.
You guys know I'm fine. I got a shield around me of plastic.
I just hear other shows across the country, and I know North Carolina is different than even South Carolina, but like other shows are like, hey, intern Michelle had a funny story today. Like, I miss shit like that. Our interns used to bring good stuff.
Well,
once a blue moon.
But they don't want to just be stuck in our office all morning.
Yeah,
they
want
to come in and be part of the show. It wouldn't be good. It'd be selfish of us and wouldn't aid their learning at all. It wouldn't be fair.
Okay.
Or find out how Meredith is doing.
Yeah, but
quickly
they
you turned your tide.
No, I love Meredith and her internship program.
No, I know that, but you were like, forget interns. I don't want interns. Or ask Meredith how she's doing it and let us know.
Well, no, I mean, if she has a system
but guys,
that we don't know about.
Meredith works at the hospital. Those kids probably get COVID tests every time they come in.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
I don't know.
You don't think so? The doctors and the nurses
we're at 5% positive
every day.
Rate.
Cause
dying, Loren. It's dying. COVID's going away.
Oh,
we're
does that mean we
could
travel to New York now?
Not yet.
Oh.
But we're masking up. We're washing our hands. And we're winning the fight against this pandemic.
I got to get up to New York City.
All right. Loren's got to go home.
Right. Yeah.
No, you're not. You're waiting
no,
for Dallas
wait
to
for
come
Dallas,
here.
So
we can do another 10 minutes.
We got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, I could edit video while we're sitting here.
All right, toodles.
Bye.